North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is planning to visit Russia for a summit with President Vladimir Putin.
There is buzz. The visit is part of the effort to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. The visit is expected to happen soon, but no exact date has been set. We're going to find out more. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Philip Yoon. He's executive director of the Plowshares Fund. He was also in the State Department under President Bill Clinton. What is behind this meeting?
Well, it's something that is not surprising. I mean, basically, North Korea has a history of trying to play off these big powers off of each other, Russia, China, the United States, and even South Korea. So what he's trying to do, Kim Jong-un, is trying to increase his options and leverage on the United States. As you know, the Hanoi summit, which was earlier this year, was pretty much a failure. It was a bad deal. I think there was a mix-up in expectations. So we hit this quiet period, and so Kim Jong-un has left a message. I think it was about 10 days ago, said he's going to give the United States about till the end of the calendar year to show a proper response. And in the meantime, what he's going to do is going to ratchet up the pressure. So that means talking with Russia, who probably is not going to do a lot unless it's at a critical tipping point where they can make a difference. So this is part of the their plan of upping the, increasing the pressure. They shot off a missile system last week, and they announced that they didn't want Pompeo to be the point person for this. So this is just their process here.
Talk more, if you would, about what's in it for Russia. I mean, is part of this sort of tweaking the U.S.?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely the case. I think, tensions, it's not a secret that tensions are really high between the United States and Russia, although not necessarily between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. So I think this is just a way for, the Russian long-term strategic plan is to keep the United States sort of off balance. And I think this is part of the process where they want to see if they can play a role, and at least in terms of the optics, they're willing to do this. Now, again, it's interesting. Putin refused to meet Kim Jong-un a few years ago, just as the Chinese President Xi refused to meet Kim Jong-un. But after Donald Trump decided he was willing to meet with Kim Jong-un, President Xi was willing to do so, and now we see the Russians willing to do so.
What would you expect to come out of this meeting?
Well, I just think that they're probably going to talk about the need for, a peaceful resolution to this. I think they're going to talk up how the North Koreans are willing to denuclearize, but we don't know necessarily what that means. So that's part of the issue. And we don't know what time frame. I think there's an issue here that the United States would like it to happen very quickly, and the North Koreans would like it to happen a little bit more slowly. So these are the two big issues.
Do you see Donald Trump making a move in response to this?
It's not clear. I he may tweet something here and there, but I think there's got to be some. I think the United States is figuring out what their responses are going to be to this, and I think there are what we call working levels, people who are at the State Department who are reaching out to the North Koreans, I think, to see if there's a way that we can get these talks back on track. But I think there's going to be a lot of gamesmanship going on for the next few weeks.
Well, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Philip Yoon, Executive Director of the Plowshares Fund.